I will continue with California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are home this weekend hosting UCLA. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, you guys are one of the few teams that actually has a home conference win so far this season. I think the road teams are 14-4. Any thoughts on to why it's been so difficult to win at home in conference games or vice versa, why the road teams had so much success?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have any idea. it's a bit of a surprise. You know, normally this league it's hard to win on the road. And for whatever reason, it's been hard to win at home this year, and I'm not quite sure why. But, it's been a real surprise to me.
And the second question, there's so much hype about the Pac-12 quarterbacks as a group heading into the season. Halfway through, what are your thoughts on – I'm sure you've seen film on others besides the one you've seen live. What are your thoughts on the quarterback play so far in the league?
I think it's lived up to the hype. I think when you just sit down and look at all the guys, I mean, there's you know, everybody's playing at a high level and performing well, and I think that's why there's so much parity in the league right now. It's because there are so many good quarterbacks, and there's a lot of points being scored right now in the league, and so I think that's probably led to some upsets. And you know, if you have a good quarterback and you're scoring some points, you have a chance to beat anybody, and it just seems like that's that's been the story this year, is that even young quarterbacks, even some of the guys that were a little bit unproven, have played at a high level and just made the league a very, very solid league.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes online of David Bush, BaronKiter.com.
Morning, Sonny. How did UCLA go about trying to defend you guys last year? Are they doing the same sort of things this year, and is that what you expect from them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've been pretty consistent in what they're trying to do defensively, and you know, they don't change it a lot from week to week. And you know, they've got good players, a lot of experience on the back end, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and you know, obviously the strength of their defense is their, you know, probably their linebackers. You know, very athletic, run well to the football. Their front's good. I mean, they've just got a good overall defensive football team, and, you know, they're well coached and know what they're doing. And so I don't anticipate them doing, you know, changing much from what they did against us last year.
Washington was able to put some pressure on Goff basically for the first time that consistent all year. Does UCLA bring pressure like that?
Yeah, you know, the problem that we did that gave us issues last Saturday wasn't necessarily blitzes, just our, you know, we got beat in some one-on-one matchups, and so we're going to need to play better, you know, this week and just not give up the kind of push that we gave up last week, and just got to play more physical on the offensive line. And I think we've really challenged those guys. I think they'll respond and hopefully play better on Saturday.
Thanks very much.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
We do have a question from the line of Kyle Kingston, Bleacher Report.
Good morning, Coach. Obviously coming into the season with UCLA, there's a lot of talk about Brett Hundley, but Paul Perkins is really kind of broken out. When you look at him, what kind of player is he, and what do you anticipate from him this week?
Well, I mean, really good athlete, can make a bunch of plays, you know, just has done a good job when his number's called, of executing and playing fast and, you know, doing good things. And so he's been a force for those guys. And, you know, I'm sure they'll continue to find creative ways to use him.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Last chance.
And we do have a question from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sonny, if you don't have Brennan Scarlett in this UCLA game, how big a setback is that?
Well, we're hoping to have him. First of all, you know, we'll see how he does this week and how he progresses. But you know, he's been our most consistent defensive player probably all year. He just was really starting to come into his own and play hard and really you know, kind of get things figured out. And so, you know, the thing about Brennan is he just hasn't had a chance to play a lot of football. He's just been injured so much, and you know, you hate it for him. Just as he was starting to make a big jump, you know, he has got to miss a little bit of time. And so, you know, it has a big impact on us. Right now we haven't been great generating a pass rush, and he was our one consistent guy that gave us that. But, you know, we've got to get some other guys to step up, and that's part of what a good football team does. When somebody goes down, somebody else steps up. And so we'll have some other players that get opportunities. But we certainly, you know, miss him, and we hope to have him on Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay, last chance. Any further questions? All right, hearing none, that's it. Sonny, thanks for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. We'll see you.